Hey, hey, Los Angeles. I am coming to do a live event in Santa Monica on April 24th in the evening. I'm so excited to get to hang out with you again. If you want to get your tickets, they are priced to sell out. You can go to markgroves.com/Los Angeles and go get them now. And I can't wait to see you there. We're going to hang out for an evening of intimate conversation, live coaching, all that jazz. Looking forward to it. Hello and welcome to another solo episode of the podcast. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Mark Groves, and I'm obsessed with understanding ourselves, with understanding what does it mean to be in this world, and how do we use our relationships and the frictions we have in our lives to become our highest self, to step into our greatest potential. And it is my belief that the curriculum of our life is in service of that. Should we agree to that? Should we say, okay, I'm going to use all of these things that have happened in my world and in my past, and instead of using them as reasons that I can't become something or can't create something, I'm going to actually use them as the curriculum to create that thing. So if you had a family that didn't feel great, then that means you could either never create a family and live in the pain of that, or you could create a family because you know what you don't want, which means you know what you do want. And so this podcast, I've been really feeling called to do more solo episodes and to dive more deeply into what I see as the translation of what goes on beyond the veil into what is occurring in our lives, to try to put words to something that seemingly is impossible to put words to. But hey, I'm gonna do my damnedest. And it's always my greatest intention to continue to follow my intuitive pull. So I'm feeling this call to have less guests on and to have more conversations with you. And that feels really important, that I just get to riff. And so there's an article that I just riffed on Substack that has gone pretty viral. And I wanted to share it with you because I think the auditory experience of it is going to be different. And it obviously resonated with lots of people. So if you haven't checked out my Substack, I write 4 articles a month. 2 of those are free and the other 2 are for people who pay. And that's markgroves.substack.com. It's just $6 a month. So, you know, it's like buying me a latte in gratitude. If you find value in my writing and in my work, I'd be really appreciative of that support. And you know, just by going there and subscribing, even if you're like, hey, I'm not in the place to, you know, pay $6 a month, great, all good. Go get it for free. And by subscribing, you help support the Substack and get it higher up in the rankings and more people to see it. And the same is true for the pod. So if you prefer this as your modus of consumption, then just hit that subscribe button. Don't miss any future episodes. As I said, I'm going to keep diving deeper and deeper into what feels like the bridge between here in the etheric. All right, this article is called You're Not Stuck, You're Afraid. Are you stuck or is it self-sabotage? Do you really not know where you want to go and what you want to do? Or are you just saying that so you don't have to do those things? These are important questions that we must explore honestly. Most people are not where they want to be because they don't actually want to be there. To go there or become that would mean too much disruption to the comforts of their life, even if that means staying in toxic or unhealthy patterns. Also, we can get stuck because of an unconscious loyalty to the stories and limiting beliefs of our families, friends, culture, and community. We don't want to outgrow them or mature beyond their capacity for health and intimacy out of an unconscious dedication to maintaining a dysfunctional human system. Our role in that system is to keep it going, to stay the same so the system operates the same. Becoming all that we are, having boundaries, stepping towards our dreams, and saying yes to our potential puts us unconsciously at social risk. We risk being criticized and exiled, and our membership to the group canceled. These are the real costs of being real. There's no two ways about it. To minimize the power that belonging has for shaping behavior is to bypass all the ways in which people have sold out their principles and values to not disrupt those around them. But freedom is actually derived from being free to be all of you. It's to align your life with your values. It's to look at the tensions and frictions of your life and get really real. Are you actually living in integrity with your values, your desires, and the intuitive direction your soul is calling you towards? You know when you gossip and feel sick in your stomach? You know when you go to work you hate? You know when you continue to deny the doubt you have about your relationship, your health, and your relationship with substances? When you do all of those things, you are denying your essence. You are ignoring valuable information that is trying to direct your life. We could spend hours in therapy and coaching trying to get to why you won't choose whatever it is that you want, or whatever is wrong with you that you desire more, or where you learn to bypass what you know in your soul to accommodate those around you. Or we could see you as brilliant. We could see the things you're avoiding confronting as the gateways to your liberation. We could see that trying to find why you are the way you don't want to be is preventing you from just being who and what you desire. We could see that trying to find why you are the way you don't want to be is actually preventing you from just being who and what you desire. You are ultimately a collection of your choices. Your worth is correlated to the alignment of those choices to your values. If you make any choice that violates the sacredness of your being, you're not going to love yourself. The anxiety and depression created from this are not because you're broken. They're because you're not listening. Listen. Choose. You already know. Stop trying to fix yourself. That pursuit reinforces you're broken. Just become. Stop delaying. Start now. For fuck's sakes.